On a Wednesday in early May, 11 cars pull up to the undergraduate library on the University of Illinois campus in the pitch black at 4:50 in the morning. For the crew members, this is just part of their daily routine. The team captains check Safer Illinois apps to make sure that everyone has had a recent negative COVID test.
Hi, Danny. Awesome. Whose car are you in?
Lucas.
Awesome.
Then, the cars leave for what some describe as Narnia, that magical place with tall trees and mythical creatures. Clinton Lake is about 45 minutes west of campus in DeWitt County. It's a man-made cooling lake for a nearby power plant. The team has 9 miles of rowable water nearly year-round. Cheyenne Peterson and Vaughn Parker are team captains. Parker says he'd understand if going to a lake near a power plant may be unappealing.
Which sounds bad and dingy. I'm like, am I going to grow 11 toes by going to that lake? You know, but no, it's a really, really unique place. It's breathtaking. And you can see the sunrise over the water in the mornings. And it's just a beautiful experience.
Sophia Ebel is a member of the team.
It's very much a team sport where you are going out in boats and each person has one or two oars, depending on the kind of boat. But you almost always have multiple people in the same boat.
Getting up nice and tall. Down and away. That's all good.
Michael Saravo is the head coach. He has only been with the team for a few months. He brings years of experience from overseas in the UK.
I say this to my athletes, I am an obsessive. Like, I love rowing and I just want to make their experience the best.
He wants to create a positive and collaborative environment for the team members.
And it's a we, not an I, though we're Illinois.
Because of COVID-19, athletes around the world have had their seasons canceled or postponed this year. At first, Illini Rowing was not sure if they would have a season either. They submitted a 5-page document to the university detailing the precautions they plan to take. Their season was then approved.
But here, there's a lot to take into account. So masks on in the cars always. No one sits in the middle seat, which reduces our capacity a lot.
In the boats, masks are now optional since over 50% of the team is fully vaccinated. Most of the boats are 60 feet long. That's the same length as a bowling lane. Even though the athletes sit far apart, their seats move forwards and backwards. They only take off masks if the people around them are comfortable with it.
Like, my boat specifically is like 100% vaccinated, so I feel very safe, like recently especially.
This year, the team is nearly undefeated. Coach Saravo and the team want this winning culture to continue.
Well, ultimately, I serve you as the athletes. So what do you want to do? And they said, we want to win and we want to perform. Said, okay, that's what we'll do then.
The team usually ends the school year competing in a national race. This year, they will compete in an informal version of the race at the end of May. Until then, they say they're just happy to be on the water. It's a bit of normalcy during a stressful year. I'm Amanda Brennan, Illinois Newsroom.